Welcome to Wisdom Trek with Gramps. We are on day 1744 of our trek, and it is time to explore another nugget of wisdom, which includes an inspirational quote along with some wise words from Gramps for today's trek. Wisdom is the final frontier in gaining true knowledge, and we are on our daily trek to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, and to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. This is Gramps. Thanks for coming along on today's trek as we increase wisdom and create a living legacy. We are told in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 16, how much better to get wisdom than gold and sound judgment than silver. If you apply the words that you hear today, over time it will help you to become more healthy, wealthy, and wise as you continue on your daily trek of life. So let's jump right in with today's nugget. And today's quote is from Jackie Robinson, and it is, a life of importance is based on the impact it has on other lives. So today's nugget is, life of importance. Everyone wants to feel important and looked upon by others as an important person. However, there is a simple formula to be viewed as important by others. It is based on the positive impact that you have on the lives of others in your world. We may not be known outside of a tiny group of individuals, but how we impact those lives can have a positive effect that will ripple through all eternity. Your importance is not based on how much money you make, what kind of house you live in, what school you went to, or what type of car you drive. It is much more vital that you make an impact on others with what we do have. Little is much when God is in it. If God has been gracious to you and allows you to manage many resources, it will only matter if you use those resources to impact others. Mother Teresa lived with those she influenced in the slums of India, yet she moved positively in thousands of lives with very few resources. On the other hand, R.G. Letourneau is perhaps the most inspiring Christian businessman and inventor of road construction and heavy equipment that forever changed the world. Not only did his equipment change the physical world, with the millions that he earned and managed for God, he also invested 90% of what he earned into ministries that spread the good news of Christ throughout the world. Two extreme cases, and yet both of their lives had a huge impact on the world. Most of us are somewhere in between these two examples, so yes, with little or much, when God is in it, we can move mountains for His kingdom. Live a life of importance today. And our scripture passage today is 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 through 12. Remember this, a farmer who plants only a few seeds will get a small crop, but the one who plants generously will get a generous crop. You must each decide in your heart how much to give. And don't give reluctantly or in response to pressure, for God loves a person who gives cheerfully. And God will generously provide all you need. Then you will always have everything you need and plenty left over to share with others. As the scriptures say, they share freely and give generously to the poor. Their good deeds will be remembered forever. For God is the one who provides the seed for the farmer and then bread to eat. In the same way, He will provide and increase the resources and then produce a great harvest of generosity in you. Yes, you will be enriched in every way so that you can always be generous. And when we take your gifts to those who need them, they will thank God. So two good things will result in the ministry of giving. The needs of the believers in Jerusalem will be met, and they will joyfully express their thanks to God. And as you ponder this nugget of wisdom for yourself, please encourage your friends and family to join us and to come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, Creating a Legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,743 treks or read the Wisdom Journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day's trek will be downloaded to you automatically. And if you'd like to receive our weekly newsletter called Wisdom Notes, please email me at guthrie@wisdom-trek.com. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend, as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and create a great day every day. See you tomorrow for more Daily Wisdom.